RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Feels like the show has flown by. Still one more to go, though. And if you missed any of the show, check out the free Odyssey app. Got the rewind feature. You can catch everything. We focused a lot on the football with the Giants. Big game. Big game. How could it be a big game? The number one pick is at stake. And I will say this. I would think that both teams are going to try to win this game. But if it became obvious, and in this day and age, with the things that are going on with the FanDuel and the Terry Rozier's of the world, if it became obvious that both the Giants and the Raiders were trying to lose this game on Sunday, I would not be surprised if the conversation coming away from that game focuses back on whether or not the NFL needs a draft lottery. That would not shock me at all. Now, I would think that it's not because they're intentionally trying to lose the game. It's because they are both terrible organizations. But it's only a matter of time before the NFL says, hey, here's some free content that we can come up with in the offseason to make us even bigger than before. And Amazon wants to hold the draft lottery on their platform, and they're going to pay us $100 million. Or Netflix, or whatever the next streaming platform, Crackle, Tubi, whatever one you want to go with.
I remember wearing a mask outdoors cheering when the Rangers won the draft lottery for our Alexis Lafreniere.
See? But it gave you hope in an offseason.
I mean, it
drew you back in. Absolutely. We're all looking for content. At some point, the NFL, they're not going to do it right now. They don't need it. And they won't need it later either. And I don't want it, per se, but I can understand the appeal. It's not about fixing tanking. None of these leagues really care about fixing tanking.
I wish I had seen Lafreniere play before I was cheering for that.
But no, then that would have ruined the hope. All you're looking for is to be able to delude yourself just a little bit. And I would just say to you, Rami, you're not a married individual. Once you get married, if you do, the ways to delude yourself are going to be reduced because you will mention it to your wife.
This morning.
Yeah, you will mention it to your wife and she will point out to you all the ways that you have been wrong in the past. Didn't you say this a couple of years ago when they got Nick Saban? Didn't you say this before when they going to do that? I'm telling you right now, I can see your future. I'm living your future. So that's
I already have you for that. So
right, exactly. 888-808-1019 is the telephone. By the way, Rami, I gave you, I think it's a couple of months ago now, we were mentioning the Madden movie. I gave you a nice list of movies that Rami's a younger individual. How old are you, Rami? 25, 26?
28.
28. Okay, so he's not seen some of the culturally relevant movies from the 90s. Usual Suspects, The Sixth Sense. You know, we like to have a little back and forth. And I like to make movie references. I was going to bring up something about Shawshank the other day, and I said, forget it. Rami doesn't see it. So I gave you a list of movies and where to find those movies. What streaming platforms had those movies currently? There's probably about 15 movies on the list. It's a couple of months ago. I don't expect it to be through the entire list. How many movies on the list have you seen so far?
I've been here since you, actually the entire time since you gave me that
the
list.
The entire time?
Pretty much.
The entire time?
Pretty much. I'll tell you, though, starting January 5th,
okay,
I will have plenty of time.
Yeah, seems like a lot of us will. Maybe we could do a movie night or something. 888-808-1019. Yeah, look, if we could do that, that would be really great. Get paid to watch movies? Come on. I'm getting paid to watch the Giants. I don't know how bad the movies are. They can't all be Ishtar. That's what the Giants are. You don't get that reference. It's all right. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Let's go to Chris is in Bayshore. Chris, next up on the Fan.
Hey, Gordon. Good show. Thanks for taking the call.
I
agree with you 100% with the Giants' next head coach, but I got an interesting question for you because I think obviously one of these guys is available now, but I think the other two could shake free. I mean, if you were making a decision in a Giants boardroom and you had the opportunity to go after Dan Campbell, Harbaugh, or McCarthy, who would you really go after and why would you do that?
Well, my guy is McCarthy because he's free right now, and I like the fact that he's offensive-minded and he's been successful in multiple places. So I'm not saying that he is by far the only coach or the number one for sure, but of the people that have been mentioned, even with Dan Campbell being thrown in the mix, to me, the number one option would still be McCarthy.
Okay, so he would be your choice because of his past history of winning?
His past history of success. He's done the job before. He's an offensive-minded guy. I think he would be able to build out a staff. He's been in a couple of different places. He knows people around the league. He'll be able to bring in a good defensive coordinator. It's not going to be where he's trying to find people who have never filled that position before. So I like a lot of the boxes that he checks.
Yeah, the only thing with the – and I get that, but I think any grown man that chases a referee out of a high school basketball game, I got to cross off my list.
I'm desperate, Chris. I'm willing to take anybody.
I think beginning of the year, I don't know who it was on the station, I mentioned Campbell, and they laughed at me. And obviously, you don't know that the Lions would be in the situation they're in. But I think I would move mountains to get him to New York. I think he'd be perfect for New York. I think he's a culture change guy that they could use, and he's a former Giant. I mean, I don't know why the Lions would get rid of. I mean, obviously they've underachieved. Situation with Goff, he's not going to be around forever. So, I mean, if you had to make a deal for him, he would be my number one guy.
I can understand that. The only thing with him is that like the track record is not that long, and it does feel like based on this season that maybe a lot of the credit kind of belongs with Ben Johnson, given the success that he's had. Now, am I saying that I wouldn't want Dan Campbell? No. If he all of a sudden gets fired, put him on the list. Absolutely put him on the list. And maybe through conversations that you have, he can figure out why things went so haywire this year. And I don't know what moves the Lions. Where did the Lions see their season going wrong? Their defense was an issue a lot this past year. Goff was not the same guy as he was. And what's weird about Goff is when they made that trade, it seemed like Goff was a placeholder because they got picks back in that deal. They had a bunch of picks coming up. And it was like, okay, Goff will be our quarterback for a year or two, but then we can pivot off him. And then he was just really, really good there. And they were able to win games there with him. So I don't know. Maybe that's the area where they look at it. They're going to have a lot of – it's going to be a very interesting offseason for a lot of teams, Lions being one of them. But, yeah, if Dan Campbell became available, if you're the – yeah. He would certainly be entertaining, that's for sure. He'd give you a really – he would win the press conference. I don't know that that's necessarily what you're looking for. I've seen plenty of people win the press conference and then lose a bunch of games. The only person I saw lose the press conference and lose games was Adam Gase. He lost across the board. That press conference. Oh, my God. I still think back because, again, I'm kind of a counterintuitive kind of guy, and I had seen Gase in Miami. So when they made that hire, Jet fans made it out like it was the worst hire in the world. And I said, look, I don't like the hire. Even back then, I said I would have went with McCarthy. But I think that he can take a C quarterback and maybe make him a B quarterback. And the teams generally... I can't remember what the other point was, but he got something out of the teams in Miami. They made the playoffs. So maybe it's not the worst hire in the world. It turned out it was the worst hire in the world. Jet fans absolutely nailed that one. No question about it. Let's go out to Glenn is in South Carolina. Glenn, next up on the Fan.
Hey, how are you? How's everything?
I'm good, Glenn. What you got, pal?
I have been a Jets fan since Joe Namath. I'm 63 years old, and actually, I'm formerly from New York. I'm driving on the Verrazano right now, heading back to South Carolina.
There you go.
But the Jets for 60-some-odd years have never had their own culture. They have never developed a culture. When a team does not have its own stadium for 60 years, and they play in other stadiums, share stadiums, whatever, that is the start of a failure in culture. If you look over the past 30 years, most of the coaches they've hired were defensive coaches.
Yes, that's a mistake.
And they've failed. Mm-hmm. They've failed. They need an offensive coach, an offensive-minded person, someone who's going to bring in a quarterback guru. Now, I would still give Aaron Glenn a chance. I don't think you should give him one and out. I think he is a very good coach. He comes from the New York Jets organization. I would still give him an opportunity. But I don't like what I'm hearing about what they want to do in terms of drafting a quarterback.
In fairness to them, Glenn, we haven't heard them say anything. We don't know that they're going to draft. I'm just supposing if they don't get that fixed, next year is going to look like this year.
Well, yes, that's right. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I am not sold on the idea. They've floated the idea that they want to get a quarterback in this draft. And I am not thrilled about the idea of getting Mendoza. Ty Simpson from Alabama, I think he has the most upside potential, but he needs someone to work with him and make him a better quarterback. If it were me, I would want to see Oregon's quarterback. I think he's the most NFL ready. I think he has a lot of grit. But they have so many needs, so many needs. I mean, I just to throw this out there, trade your two first-round picks and get Joe Burrow and see if Cincinnati would be agreed to that.
Again, Glenn, that's a shortcut. That's a shortcut. You don't get to make shortcuts. And why would you want to take a guy who's been as hurt as Joe Burrow? Like, you don't want to take two draft picks and trade up to get a nice, fresh, out-of-the-box quarterback like Fernando Mendoza. But, hey, the guy who's constantly hurt every single – he's been hurt the last 3 years. I'm sure once he gets to the Jets, he won't be hurt anymore. I'm sure those injuries will be a thing of the past when he gets to the Jets. No, those are shortcuts. You got to build it yourself. And Joe Burrow's he's been in the league for a while now. I'd like it to all kind of come together, all the group together. We got all these draft picks. If I got to sacrifice one or two of them to get the quarterback I want, that's, to me, the cleanest path forward. That's the way you go. Draft a quarterback. And here's the thing. You're talking about Ty Simpson. You're going to have somebody work with him. You're going to have somebody work with any of these guys. It's not just about picking the quarterback. The Jets have proven that. It's about developing that guy and having talent around him. And if they're taking a quarterback this year, I know it doesn't feel like this right now, there's way more infrastructure in terms of a roster here right now than there was when Darnold got here. So just because it didn't work with Darnold, don't tell me it's not going to work this time. The offensive line is significantly better. I don't know if they're going to bring back Breece Hall, but say they bring back Breece Hall and they got Garrett. Well, there's a couple of weapons there. You're going to be able to add even more. You're going to have another bevy of draft picks this year. You're not going to trade all of them away. So whoever that quarterback is, he is stepping into a very good situation, or certainly a far better situation than previous quarterbacks have stepped into. I will say that much. Let's go out to Justin is in Springfield. Justin, next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, etc.
Same to you.
Hey, I've been trying to get on for a few weeks to ask this question. When the Giants do get the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Speaking it into existence. There you go.
Absolutely. You got to. You have to. What could potentially the Giants get back if they decide to give away and trade the number one pick. I'm thinking about the old Cowboys-Minnesota trade
For Herschel Walker.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Herschel Walker. Thank you. So could the Giants potentially get something like that in return, or just what could they realistically?
Well, I mean, you know, this will depend on how many teams want to move up and how they view Fernando Mendoza. That's to be determined. But I think at the very least of the conversation, you would get a first-round pick to move down. So say it's the team that's picking fifth, right? Let's just say it's the Jets that are picking fifth. You would get the fifth overall pick, another number one pick probably this year because the Jets have two number ones this year, and then you would get a future pick the following year. Probably wouldn't be a number one, but maybe a number two pick. That, to me, would be like the baseline lowest offer that you would get. Two number ones and a number two to move down five spots.
Okay. All right. And you could
take that, you know, that second number one and maybe move that down to stockpile more picks. It kind of depends on what the next regime, how far the next regime thinks that they are away. If they think that they're closer and it's more of a coaching issue and it's not a talent issue, well, then maybe they stay with that second number one and they take, I don't know, a player to play in the secondary, either a safety or cornerback, and they move from there. But if they look at, you know what, this roster has nothing but holes. We got a quarterback and nothing else. They can take that second number one and move down and get a pick in next year's draft. You could conceivably draw this up. Now, again, it's not about just stockpiling the most picks. It's about nailing the picks that you have. But yes, you could get an absolute bevy of picks if you are willing to open yourself up for business. And if the Giants get the number one pick and they believe in Jackson Dart as much as it seems like they do, they will be able to recoup a big ransom for moving down in the draft wherever they're going to move to. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls as we take you up until 2. It's Gordon Damer.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Giants getting ready for an epic clash against the Raiders this weekend. At stake, the number one pick. And maybe the future of an NFL draft lottery. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. That's what happens in these cases. Something happens and it's the touch point. And then all of a sudden the conversation starts from that point. And for an NFL who just made us sit through 2 different streaming services on Christmas Day for the 3 terrible games, you're telling me the NFL wouldn't look? We'll give you $10 million to have a draft lot. Done. Every single year, the NFL is based on one thing. We look at it as teams or a league. It's all businesses. And they're just looking to increase the financial pie. So at some point, maybe sooner rather than later, who knows, there is going to be a draft lottery in the NFL, whether you want it or not. And look, it's not based on what we want. that much is clear. I don't know a single fan's like, yes, the NFL's playing in Germany this week. Yeah! 9:30 game, yeah! Get up, get excited for Steelers and Chargers in Germany. Yes! Can't wait for those Germany games. They're in Spain? Awesome! Season's opening in Brazil. Yeah! I don't know a single person. So it's not going to be what we want. But I did want to hit on one baseball thing. And I know somebody complimented me before by saying that I didn't bring up the Mets. I got to bring up the Mets just quickly. Just a little. We'll get back to the phone. I promise. 888-808-1019. Met fans. This is me talking to you. I'm not a Met fan. I'm a Yankee fan. But I see what you're going through. And I think the only way that we can describe the condition that you have now given to yourself is Stearns derangement syndrome. You have given yourself David Stearns derangement syndrome, where you are, some of you, not all, some of you hate this man so much, you almost wish that the Wilpons were back. That was the first sign that you started to go the other way. I've heard Met fans say they hope the team loses this upcoming season so that they can fire David Stearns, as if that's a guarantee. Like if the Mets were to win 65 games, for sure, Steve Cohen would get rid of David Stearns. We don't know that. So I think that you've started to suffer from Stearns derangement syndrome. It's the only thing. SDS. I don't know if anybody else noticed, but Jeff Passan, who's very tuned in with what's going on in baseball. Now, this was on Threads, and I don't have Threads. I'm not adding any more social media. I got Twitter. That's the originator. I'm sticking on Twitter. I've made my bed. I'm sleeping in it. I got to 6,000 followers. I'm not starting from scratch again. I can tell you that right now. But he said on Threads that he absolutely expects the Mets to go get a big free agent, make a big trade, or both. So this idea that you have now convinced yourself because you are suffering from SDS, that the Mets now are going to be operated like the Milwaukee Brewers, that is not true. And I would simply say to you, if this Stearns derangement syndrome is the result of losing Pete Alonso, and now you have gone down this road where you're rooting against the team and you hope that Stearns gets fired and you hope that they don't do anything so that they can be bad, I would say that you're not a Met fan. You're a Pete Alonso fan. A Met fan, you root for the laundry. That's what you do. And there's moves that you don't like? Certainly. You don't think that there's moves that the Jet fan hasn't liked over the last 15 years? You don't think that the Giant fan doesn't like some of the moves over the last 10 years? You root for the laundry. So if you're a Met fan who's down on your organization and rooting against your organization somehow because they got rid of Pete Alonso, I would float to you that maybe you're not actually a Met fan. You were a Pete Alonso fan. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Let's go out to Joseph is in Jersey. Joe, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. What you got?
I wanted to bring up, you've been talking about tanking, the team's tanking and everything else. I'm a diehard Jet fan and a diehard Mets fan.
Okay.
The Jet fan, I wanted to go back to the 2021 when they won that last game against the Rams and lost the number one pick. Instead of getting Trevor Lawrence, we got Zach Wilson, who came from a powder puff conference on the West Coast, as opposed to Trevor Lawrence, who was well-tested in the SEC, I believe, for Clemson. And I'm still burned about it that we don't have Trevor Lawrence. We wasted all of that money and all of them draft picks to get Rodgers and all the other quarterbacks.
Right. Everything spiraled out of that Zach Wilson decision. They're getting rid of Sam, you know, all that type of stuff. Yep, absolutely.
All of that. Yep. I mean, we would have had a franchise quarterback for 15 years with Trevor Lawrence, who's playing lights out right now. And every time I see him play, I'm so disgusted that we don't have him. I gave up my season tickets. I gave up everything on the Jets. I still love them and still root for them and watch them. But that, and then one other radio station said, what do you want them to do, lose that last game?
Yes.
I said, what would Belichick and Parcells have done? And they were silent. I said, what would Belichick and Parcells have done to get that number one pick? And they didn't answer me, and I don't think they had an answer because they knew I was right.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, it's one thing to go into a season and be tanking from the start of the season, right? Like, nobody's going to want to put up with that for an entire season. It's completely different when you're talking about a lost season. It's already gone. Just don't screw it up. And that's what winning a game on Sunday would be for the Giants. Now, is there a major difference between the first pick and the second pick? Well, there is a pretty significant difference. Having the first pick, you are on the clock. You control the draft. And you sit back and wait for the offers to start rolling in. And if you, I don't know, maybe there will be a bidding war for Fernando Mendoza. There's a better chance of that happening if you're at one, because if you're at two, I would have to assume the Raiders are at one. And the Raiders need a quarterback as bad as the Jets do. The only thing with Trevor Lawrence is that we've seen is that it's not, even with Trevor Lawrence, it's not been a foregone conclusion. Right? This year, now he's finally playing over the last six games, I think it is, the cleanest football of his career. He's not committing turnovers anymore. He's doing it with his legs. But it's been a rocky road for him. There's been a lot of years where we're saying, we thought this guy was going to be can't miss, and he could, and he did miss. Now, the first year, they stuck him with Urban Meyer, who, even with all the bad head coaches we've watched for the Jets and Giants, Urban Meyer's on another level. Staying behind. Remember the team lost the game? He stayed behind, and he was hooking up with people in a bar? Like, oh my God.
Sticking his finger in places.
Woo!
Did you see?
He was doing his own kind of oil check sometimes, but not
exactly.
Yeah, not Nick related.
Fleeg said something fascinating to me either today or 2 days ago, which was that if Trevor Lawrence actually does get it going under his third head coach, it would actually prove that he was generational all along, because how many times have we seen quarterbacks be ruined by two terrible head coaches and then just never recover?
Never
from
recover.
That? The fact that he could recover
Absolutely.
And be great under Liam Cohen would prove that all along he really was a generational talent that everyone thought he was.
Yeah. And look, and great for Liam point. Cohen as well, last year, what were we saying about Baker Mayfield? Oh, Baker Mayfield. All these people missed on Baker Mayfield, and he's a franchise. Now, he still might be a franchise guy, but he's not looked the same this year as he did last. Now, injuries are part of that, but that offense has not been as good. The Bucs have not been as good. Coaching matters. That's why for the Giants, making this decision, man, there's a lot riding on this one, man. A lot riding on this one. Ben is in Florham Park. Ben, next up on the Fan.
I'm a lifelong Giant fan. I don't know any Giant fans who actually want to win this game.
Of course not.
We're in a strange situation where a loss would really invigorate the fan base. And if you look at the motivations, like strategically, it would be great for our franchise to lose this game. I think Geno Smith really wants to win this game. I think Pete Carroll does, because there's rumors that he might be one and done. So those two folks really want to win this game. I think on the Giant side, maybe only Kafka and Dart are really going to want to prove something in this game. But yeah, we're in a really strange space. But it would be the most New York football thing ever for us to win this game. And we're actually favored.
Oh, yeah, so, look, I'm worried for you, Ben. I'm worried for you. And I know what people are saying, well, you have to root for your team to win the game. How can you root for against your team? The NFL draft right now, as we sit here, is 118 days away. If the Giants lose on Sunday to the Raiders for the next 116 days, you will feel good about the offseason. When was the last stretch of 116 days that you felt good as a Giant fan? It was a few years ago when you went to the playoffs. Okay, it's been a while. It's been 80 days since you won a football game. You have not won a game since October. The Knicks weren't even playing games the last time the Giants won a game. So no, there's nothing to be gained. It's okay. You don't have to... You're rooting not for your team. You're rooting for your own happiness. You're rooting for your own well-being. There is no benefit to winning this game. There is no momentum going into next year. Half the guys ain't even going to be here next year. So what would be the momentum for next year? You think next year, you go out next year, and Jackson Dart's going to say, you know when things really started to turn around? We beat the Raiders last year with two games to go in the season. Don't be ridiculous. Come on. It's crazy. It's crazy talk. Let's go out to JT in Jersey City. JT, what's going on, man?
Hey, Gordon. How we doing? Happy,
I'm good.
Merry, all
same
that
to you.
Stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
I told Rami, presumed innocent. That's definitely one.
Presumed innocent. Oh, very good. The movie, right? Not the TV show.
No, not the TV show.
No, the movie. No. Harrison Ford, yes. No, the movie's much better than the TV show. That was a real good last-minute one. Yes, absolutely. I keep waiting for that to come up on one of the streamers. It's not been on the streamers anywhere, but yes, that's an absolutely great movie.
Yeah, the late, great Raul Julia was unbelievable.
Yes,
Sandy,
he was the defense
Stern
attorney
in that movie.
Yes.
But I'm not going to bash Stearns, even though you kind of got into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let that one go for another day. I just wanted to chime in about the Giants. I mean, number one, I mean, playing Dart tomorrow, I mean, really doesn't give you the best chance to kind of throw that game, right? I mean,
no.
So I'm kind of curious about that, but I guess Kapka's trying to still show that he can coach, although we wouldn't have known it based on the Viking game. But here's what went wrong for the Giants, and I'm a believer that Shane's got to be out of there because I don't think you could trust him with, you know, let's just say they're lucky enough to get the first pick. If they would trade that and have a boatload of picks, I certainly wouldn't be trusting him to pick any of those people. But here's where it went wrong for Dable. And it kind of, the whole thing unraveled from here. That relationship with Wink Martindale, once that went south at the end of that first year, even though they had a good year, remember, they went like 2-4 their last six games. So they didn't finish it off well. And then once Wink was out of there, not only was the defense crap, but I mean, I think Dable, you know, got the relationship that he can't get along with anybody and all that. And he couldn't bring in a decent defensive coordinator. So they had to settle for Shane Bone. They couldn't get anybody to take that job, you know?
Yep.
And the whole thing really unraveled from this. So I don't know your thoughts on any of that.
I mean, that's what...
I am a McCarthy guy.
Yeah,
me too. Adult in the room.
Yeah, I mean, and it really does show you, like, building a staff. Because if you have some success, you're going to lose some guys along the way. That's why I want the offensive guy. I don't want to get into a situation where... And you hear these defensive names all the time. Okay, great. If the offensive coordinator he brings in here is great, what's going to happen next year? He's going to be getting a head coaching job. I want stability. I want an offensive guy. And the point I bring up, if every single year the NFL MVP is a quarterback, well, then why would I be hiring a coach who's a defense? Like, the offense is what matters. So, yeah, that would be the way that I would look to do it. And it shows you how important that you have to build an entire staff. So I want somebody who is well-versed around the league. And to me, again, Mike McCarthy, I'm not saying that there's nobody out there who can beat him in terms of a candidate, but of the names that are getting floated out there, I'm having a hard time finding anybody who would be better than that. That's for sure. Give me an example. Give me who the name is. We've run through all the names. It's all we've had to do with the Giants for the last 2 months is think about who the next head coach is going to be. So I don't know if that's going to turn out to be the case if they lose this game. I am worried for them. I'm worried for Giant fans. At the end of the day, if you pick second, you pick third, you'll still be able to get a good player. But you've been picking third, you pick second one time. There's a lot. This is a chance to really change the direction of the organization and almost go back to 4 years ago when Joe Shane walked in with two top 10 picks. You thought, wow, who could have a better thing than this? He walks in the door, two top picks, playoffs right away. Come on. And it's not turned out that way. So this is a chance to get a do-over, and hopefully it's not just the coach. It's not just the defensive coordinator. It's not just the offensive coordinator. It's the GM that gets changed as well. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, the most important thing that I will tell you in the course of the show. We'll get more of your phone calls, but right now, time for an Odyssey Sports Minute.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.